I haven't had sight of the report yet, but I'm very hopeful that it will reflect the widespread support that there was at the AFI public inquiry and indeed highlights the necessity for the AFI to proceed. I had attended the public inquiry, and throughout those numerous days we heard from many bereaved families from the local community and indeed from business leaders within the local area, all who supported the delivery of the A5, and it was reflected at the public inquiry that there was widespread support to deliver the A5 upgrades. So I anticipate that will be reflected within the report.
You believe then that work on the first stretch from new buildings towards Sion Mills will begin possibly within the next 12 months in the middle of 2024, and that within 2 years, by this time in 2025, we should be seeing substantial progress?
Yes, that's correct. Those are the dates and the timeline that's been given by the Department for Infrastructure. They're ready to go. They have the contractors and the design teams in place, which will allow for construction to begin by spring 2024 at the very latest, but we're hopeful that that can proceed as soon as possible. The only other commitment, I suppose, which we're holding their feet to the fire is in relation to the Irish government. They had originally agreed to co-fund the A5 and later had reneged on that commitment, but we're ensuring that all is done in the intervening period to ensure that the Irish government uplift their contribution in respect of the A5 in line with their original commitment, which was to co-fund the project.